Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Ramsey, how's it going?
Man, I'm going to try to be understanding because I do have respect for you, man. You've been really nice to me, but I am not happy. I'm not happy,
okay.
Dude.
Okay,
so
what's going on?
A few questions I want to say. Well, I mean, I know you're not the president and CEO of Local Splash or anything, but it's kind of coming to a head, dude. I paid, you know, $500. As far as I know, both of the direct deposit or whatever it was, you know, drawing from the card went through.
Right.
And, you know, coming up at the end of this month, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be a butthole to you, but I'm not going to pay you guys a dime. I haven't received... Charlie, listen, man, you're nice, and I think you're an honest guy, but I'm starting to question Local Splash. I'm starting to think it's a scam, and there's a couple of reasons why.
Okay.
Because all the calls that I get are from other solicitors, and according to Local Splash, what it looks like on your guys' end is that I'm actually getting leads, that I'm actually getting jobs. I have got zero. I do not consider solicitors that are trying to get me to buy more advertisement time. You know, that's not a job.
Okay.
So that's the first thing. I want all that crap off of my dashboard. That way it at least looks like I'm not getting jobs. That way you guys can go in there and you go, oh, holy crap, this guy's not getting jobs. You know, because it looks like I'm getting jobs. So that questions, you know, that puts a question in my mind right there. Just like a bait and switch tactic, you know, sort of deal. And I haven't received any leads, and I've got, and you and I have talked about this before, and this is going to have to be changed. Charlie, I am not a painter, dude. I am not a painter. I understand, and I believe you, and I still believe you that, you know, it says painting, it says drywall, and it says, you know, numerous things on there. I believe that.
Uh-huh.
But I've also received clarification from other solicitors that I do come up painting. That may be half the problem on why I'm not getting leads right there, because, you know, like I made this analogy before, if I'm a baker and I have people calling me for auto mechanic work, what
right.
good is that to me? You know what I'm saying? So, and I know painting's in the kind of in the wheelhouse, but it's not what I do. So those are my.
I mean, do you want me to? I mean, we could take off the painting for sure, so that way you don't populate.
No,
but
no,
I mean,
I want the painting on there. I want it on there, but I want, like, I want it to scream drywall and to whisper painting. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's,
oh, gotcha.
That's
gotcha. It's kind of like drywall first, and then you get in there, and you're like, I can do painting as well.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. Yep. That's what I want.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I hear where you're coming from there. I can send it over to Joyce. I know you were talking to her. I can tell her to make those adjustments for you as well. And I get where you're coming from. I'm trying to pull up your dashboard here, but for some reason it keeps bringing me to. Let me see here.
And I'll be also honest with you, Charlie. There's other people trying to get your spot, your business. Like I told you, you know, there's other solicitors that have been calling me, and they're making really good offers. You guys set up the website, and, you know, it's, yeah, you guys did that for me, right? And I don't look at it as nothing, you know, because you guys actually got me out there. I would love to stay with Local Splash. I love the price. I love, you know, dealing with you. You kind of got, you know, you get me. I don't want to go anywhere else, but it doesn't behoove me to, you know, it'll be, what will it be? It'll be $750. So, you know, at the end of this month, I can't justify $750 with nothing.
Right.
You know,
no, I definitely understand where you're
coming from. You've got to figure out something. The phone's got to start ringing here.
Yeah, give me one sec. Did you know Google has a guarantee program? Yeah, okay. So all these calls that you got here, they're just solicitors? They're not anybody that have gotten a job? Is that correct?
No, that is correct. And would you name them all for me just to make sure? And that's another issue. You tell me, first of all, hold on, name them all for me, and I'll tell you if it corresponds with what I know.
Yeah, I mean...
One should be King, right? King, North Carolina.
There's Hayes, there's Ruffin, King, Charlotte, King, Greensboro, Authentiffy, I think I said that right. And then Ruffin, King, and then King again at the last one.
Okay, so here's my thing. I could actually be getting jobs and not know it because the way it's set up is confusing. It's not what I paid for. It's not what I asked for. It's not what I want. I want people to call me. I could give a crap less if I ever look at that dashboard or that dashboard tells me that I've got a lead. It means absolutely nothing to me.
Sure.
I want people to call my phone. No one has called my phone but solicitors. Now, maybe it was an actual job in Greensboro. I don't know, because as far as I know, I didn't get a call from Greensboro. I only get actual calls from solicitors, and that's what I want. I want calls from individuals, local individuals. I don't understand why King or Rufford or any of that stuff's coming up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that shouldn't even pop up. You know, I shouldn't even
be there.
Can we block that or something? If it's not in my coverage area, I shouldn't be getting a call.
Yeah, I mean.
And I do understand that people have numbers that correspond to, you know, different area codes and different, you know, I know that happens from time to time. But basically, you can see from the dashboard that I'm getting all these way off calls. And the reason why they're way off calls, other than the Greensboro one, which I'm not sure if that's legitimate or not, it's because it's solicitors. That's why those numbers come up. That's why it's so far away from where I am.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. I mean, I can shrink the mile radius just for your, like, for your local only, just put you, like, 15, 20 miles out, if that's what you would like to do.
Yeah, but I don't want that either. What I'm saying is, if you put a block on something that's not a 336, that's what I'm saying. That would be the most sensible thing to me. I don't understand why it's not already set up like that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just kind of block numbers like that. I mean, it would have to come, like, directly from your phone. The technology doesn't work that way. The only thing that it is that we can just have you bound in specific cities and zip codes. So, but it's again, I can look in, like, let's just say I just want to search in Greensboro and see all the, you know, drywallers in the area. I can look, and if I call you from California, I can call you from California. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way to just block me, just to block me. Like, if there's a number. So you would have to do that from your phone from anybody that comes in, which could be a hassle at that point. But that's what I was saying. If you want to just be found in Greensboro, then I can just have them just target Greensboro instead of other areas, but there's no way to just block numbers. The technology doesn't allow that.
Well, that's fine. I'm just, like I said, I'm frustrated. I'm scratching my head here. I don't understand. Like, I'm getting responses, but not the responses that I paid for or that I want. So I'm confused, and I don't understand, and I'm hoping, like, I can, you know, dialogue with you and you understand what I'm trying to say here.
100%. I understand what you're saying. So like I said, I'm going to make note of this. I'm going to send it over and like push it to the top here so that way we can try to make some adjustments here before the next billing cycle is due on the 15th. I know that's when it is, but and I know you don't want to pay for the next month of service either. So what I would do is I'm going to try to make those changes. Follow up with me 3 days before the 15th, which is going to be the 12th. Let's see, the 12th is next week, literally in 1 week. If you don't have any jobs from then, you call in, then I don't want you to continue to get billed for that next month of service. I want to be able to strategize with you. But really, I'm just like the kind of like the counselor here, the mediator, at that point. If you call in to the customer service and let them know, like, what you want to be shown for as well, like, you,
they're the ones that are really the brains behind, because they're the ones doing that type of work each and every day on your account. So I can send it to them as well. But if you want to talk with them, you could absolutely do so and let them know what's going on and then how, like, you guys can get on a game plan for both of you guys to fix that. So then that way that you get the job. You know what I mean?
I understand what you said, but it's a non-starter. Like, I disagree with it so much. I spoke with a young lady. She was very pleasant. She was very nice.
Uh-huh.
But, Charlie, like, she got me pissed right off the bat. Listen, here's the thing, man. I don't talk to you because, you know, I'm like, oh, this kid's, you know, kissing my butt or whatever. I talk to you because you seem like you got some common sense. But what I'm saying is every other person I have talked to in Locals Flash, they start talking crazy. And it infuriates me. So what I'm saying is me talking to some IT guy or trying to explain to them what I want, or them, more importantly, trying to explain to me what to do or what I can do or what. No, man. That's not me, bro. It's not me, man. I can't do it.
Okay. So what I'll do then is
I really need you to liaison for me. That's what I'm saying. I need you to liaison. And I need action, too. And you're pretty good about that. Normally when I call in, something happens within a couple of days, and I do appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. It's because I tag all the right people. That's why. So what I'll do then is I'll put this out there. I'll make sure that we kind of just hone in on the Greensboro area. And then also, too, drywalling is essential. So, and if you really...
Hold on, Charlie. That's not correct, dude. That's not correct either. All right. So you know, and I don't know if you have a pad and pen. Maybe you want to write this down
for
or something.
Yeah.
I am in Thomasville. The towns that are closest to me is High Point, Lexington, Trinity, Archdale, maybe even Asheboro, but Greensboro and Winston-Salem and shit like that is way off. That ain't even what I'm going for. I want the High Rock Lake area. I want High Point, especially. Thomasville, there may not be any meat on the bone in Thomasville, and I understand that. But Trinity, Archdale, Asheboro, Lexington. Lexington is a gold mine. That is where the lake is at. Those are the places we should be focused on.
Okay. Let me make those adjustments here and make sure that you have those.
Okay. I'm going to do that. So Lexington is the gold mine for you. High Rock Lake, that's where you really like, but you could go to Trinity as well. Is that correct?
Trinity is my backyard. Lexington is my backyard. High Point is not too far off. Greensboro is doable if the money's there, but it is, you know, a trip. It is a distance, like Winston.
Okay. Okay. I got that for you, okay? I'm going to put that in right now, so then that way we can make those adjustments for you as well.
Uh-huh.
And then go from there. And then you want more drywall than anything, correct? You want to be, like, you don't want to be listed for a painter. You want to be listed for a drywall and a sprinkle, like you said, screen drywall, whisper painter.
Yes. 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 And the way it, like, literally, if you want me to do a synopsis and tell you exactly what it should say drywall finishing and hanging, popcorn ceiling removal. That's a big one. People love that crap. They hate the popcorn. They want to go to flat. It's more modern. If they got extra money, they love that. So it should be drywall finish, hang, popcorn ceiling removal, then put whatever you want. Painting, I don't care. Exterior, interior, I don't care. But it should be those three things. That's my money right there.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm going to put this in right now, and then that way we can make those changes for you. Okay, Ramsey?
Okay. All right. Sounds good, Charlie. Man, I appreciate you talking to me. And, man, I'm sorry. I appreciate you talking to me when I'm a little hot. I know we're
we're normally a little more cordial than this, so I apologize, but it's it's been a heck of a day, bro. It's been a heck of a day.
No worries. I don't take it personal. I understand where you're coming from, and that's why I want to make sure that this is right for you, because I do want to see you succeed and get the jobs coming from us as well, so that way, you know, we can build that long-lasting relationship, okay?
Okay, and I'll be honest, and I think you kind of know this, and I'll just leave off with this, you know, and leave it at this. I've got the payment, you know, and I'm more than willing to do the payment. And even if you can pull some magic and get me one job, I don't even care if I make a dollar off the job. I just want someone to call me and say, hey, come look at this. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm interested in. The $250 is yours. But if I don't get not one lead, not one job, not one person reaching out, it's not going to work. So that's where I'm at.
100%. And that's why I said call back in on the 12th. If you don't have something, I don't want you to stay in a bad relationship, right? So, like, that's why we do the month-to-month. We did want to prove it to you. So I'm going to get to work here so that way they can make those changes so we can get you that one job before the 12th. And if not, I totally understand where you're coming from on a professional level, right?
Yeah,
100%.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Good enough, Charlie, man. I appreciate it, and you have a good day, buddy.
All right, Ramsey. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.